It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tomorrow, Apple's new music streaming service launches, and while it might feel last to the party, it probably won't be the least when it comes to getting people to listen to music on the go. The company has sold some 500 million iPhones in the last 7 years. That number could help move music consumption away from downloads and move music streaming into a mainstream pastime. Of course, music streaming, like streaming video, is already being used by millions of people. We know a lot about those people already. Alex White is the CEO and co-founder of Next Big Sound. It's an audio streaming data company. It was recently bought by Pandora, but it works with a ton of music streaming services, including Apple. Alex, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Tell me what you guys know and have learned about streaming user behavior.
So we've been tracking the online music activity of every artist in the world for over 6 years. So we've learned and seen the different platforms people use, from MySpace and Last.fm and iLike, which were the biggest ones when we started, up to Spotify and YouTube and SoundCloud and Vivo and Pandora. And we've learned a tremendous amount about how people find new artists. And what we found more and more over the years is that the concentration of popularity is more and more towards the head. Hits are getting bigger, but the long tail is much smaller than we ever anticipated.
Going forward, are you scared of Apple now that you've been acquired by Pandora, which could theoretically be considered a direct competitor?
iTunes is the biggest music retailer on the planet. To see them jump full bore into streaming is really exciting and, you know, apprehensive at the same time for everyone watching and seeing, you know, a shift from ownership to access model.
Is there a historical analog to the moment that we are in right now?
I remember the same debate playing out as we moved from CDs to digital files. And so instead of a $15, $20 transaction, you're looking at 99 cents. And there was this massive public outcry around, we are used to this model and we can't possibly survive on this model. And it took Apple to kind of popularize buying MP3 files. Now we're at a similar point. And I think the biggest hindrance to streaming becoming mainstream is that people aren't familiar or comfortable with it. You know, it's only big companies like Apple's entrance that can really take this to the masses. And I think it's a very exciting thing for everyone because it's not a question of confusion in the marketplace around, well, I have all these CDs or I've spent years curating this collection. And I think that
a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
Unless you're an indie artist.
So the payout models for subscription streaming services get better and better as more people subscribe. We have an opportunity to get the music business bigger than it's ever been from a revenue perspective.
Alex White is the CEO and co-founder of Next Big Sound. It's a data-based company that provides insights to streaming services and social networks around the world and is now owned by Pandora. Alex, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
If you've been following the growth in videos posted online that show police brutality and misconduct, it may not surprise you that police departments all over the country are in the midst of a massive investment in their own monitoring technology, body cameras and dashboard cameras. The smaller and cheaper these cameras get, the more they are moving into workplaces that have nothing to do with law enforcement, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The tiny cameras can be mounted on a dashboard or an office door or up in the ceiling of a factory. And demand from employers is expanding, says Cornell Labor Studies professor Kate Bronfenbrenner.
Hospitals, retail, we're seeing them in manufacturing. We see them in every industry.
Bronfenbrenner is not a fan. She says some employers have installed cameras where workers congregate to discourage union organizing, especially in warehousing and fast food.
When they're in the service sector, they're violating not only the privacy of the worker, they're violating the privacy of the customer.
Still, says social psychologist Jack Aiello at Rutgers University, video monitoring can make companies and workers safer, especially where high security is needed, drug manufacturing, power plants, commuter trains. But he also sees a downside. He served as an expert witness in a case where workers at a power company were videotaped in a locker room.
They became paranoid and some of them were looking behind mirrors and people start to feel a big brother mentality that somebody is over my shoulder all the time. And that creates stress.
Lou Maltby at the Work Rights Institute says video monitoring may be necessary to protect vulnerable people, the elderly in nursing homes, kids in preschool.
It's kind of creepy to tape the teachers, but there may be a legitimate reason for it. How else are you going to know if the teachers are treating the children the way they should?
And how about using video to see how commercial fishermen are treating the environment?
We're putting cameras on my vessel here, I think, next month.
Brad Pettinger runs a fishing trawler out of Brookings, Oregon. He's now under strict catch quotas to protect fish stocks. Video's going to monitor that.
There will be sensors on the winches, so when you kick in the hydraulics to set the net, the camera comes on until the vessel returns to port.
Pettinger says the cams will sweep the deck and capture high-res images of dying fish, tangled nets, and cursing fishermen. Could be a little embarrassing. Could be a new reality TV show. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Just the other day, we went to a hotel in Midtown Manhattan to check out the latest product line from a company called Parrot. It's a French company that makes wireless technology that works with your smartphone. What kind of wireless technology? If you were thinking R2-D2 combined with a quadcopter, you weren't far off. The company has a new full line of mini drones. They go by land, air, and sea, which is probably a good diverse set of products when you're thinking about whether or not the Federal Aviation Administration might someday regulate you out of existence. They're also proof that consumer drone technology is getting easier to control, cheaper, and faster to charge. You can apparently charge the battery for one of these things via USB in 25 minutes. Want to see them? Head to facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.